Good morning, good evening, and good afternoon to all of you. Welcome to our very special healing Je suis Charlie webinar. This webinar has been set up as a response to the recent wave of events that have been happening in France at the moment. But it's all over the world, Nigeria, and here even in Australia, about a month ago, we've had an attack, a very similar attack. So it's not just in France, I think it's spawning just about everywhere. Okay, guys, let's have a look at our audio now. So have a look at your audio block on your computer, and if you see a plus sign, press it to expand the block. Then you'll see the two buttons and make sure that it says mic and speakers, and you'll have a little microphone so that we can hear you better. And everyone is muted, obviously, to minimize the ambient noise. So if you have any questions, please raise your hand on the right-hand side of your computer, and the staff will help and watch out for the raised hands. And then please expect a pause after being addressed, because there's always a little delay. And if you have any problems with echoes whatsoever, mute yourself first and see if that's the problem. If not, just write a little question to alert the staff that you're experiencing problems. Today will be a very, very brief introduction to the situation in the world, not just today, meaning, in 2015, but in recent times. But I do want to spend most of our time doing the actual meditation. So this is a very, very brief introduction. I have gathered a few thoughts from DK's work. So let's go through these few seed thoughts that DK has presented to us. The first one, which I think is the most important, is that he says that the astral plane is in a great state of turmoil today. And I think we all agree with that. There's terror, there's fear, there's violence, almost topsy-turvy. There's no peace, there's no security, just about anywhere. But he says that this turmoil is caused by an increasing descent of the Christ energy from the Buddhic plane into the astral plane. And that energy is an aggregation of spiritual forces of a strength sufficient to create a reservoir of this energy, of which the energy can avail itself as it proceeds towards externalization. Of that force, which is astro-Buddhic in nature, disciples such as us can take advantage. It carries the qualities of embodied light, sensitivity to the new incoming vibration, and protective pliancy. It can only be used by working disciples, and therefore, he says, work, my brother, and let that penetrating energy find a channel through you. Now, these were instructions given to RSW, who was one of his most important disciples. He was a Ray 2 soul, a Ray 7 personality, a fourth ray mind, and a Ray 2 astral and a Ray 7 physical. So he had double 2 and double 7, which makes for a very powerful healer. As you know, Ray 2 and Ray 7 are the healing rays. So these instructions to RSW, we can actually think that DK is actually talking to us. So let's take these instructions a little bit more seriously. So in that particular instruction, he not only gives us the problem, but he also gives us the solution. How are we going to proceed? we will tackle that problem a little bit later in the webinar. But here, let's have a look at, first of all, this protective pliancy. Now, this expression refers to all those who work consciously to help the Christ in his mission of his reappearance. And all the disciples come under his protective aura. That's a promise that not only DK but the Christ offers us. Now, not that we are, as disciples, going to be exempt from attack. Certainly not. But what will happen is that it will arouse in us no fear. Now, this work of working for the Christ carries dangers, because it arouses, and DK tells us, increasingly constant antagonism from the opposing forces of evil. So as Christ comes down from the buddhic plane into the astral plane, he stirs the opposing forces. And this is the same problem as every disciple. This is the problem of every disciple. He creates antagonism from his environment. And the solution that DK offers us is stay put, stay poised, and do not move from that center of love that we place ourselves. So that energy, that the spiritual forces that DK is talking about, which is astral and buddhic, carries the qualities of embodied light. DK always not relates, what's the right word here? Correlates the soul with light. And the sensitivity to the new incoming vibration is to his vibration, the vibration of his reappearance, the vibration of the new world religion, but above all, the new vibration of the will to good and the will to love. This is what he's bringing from the buddhic plane, and we can avail ourselves of that energy. Let's have a quick look at what DK talks about when he talks about freedom, because this is what the wave of response to the events in France, that's what they were manifesting about. Freedom of expression, freedom to speak and express themselves. So here DK talks about the fact that they will not endorse evil, aggression, cruelty, and the imprisoning of the human soul. But the whole of hierarchy stand for liberty, for the opportunity for all to move forward along the way of light, for human welfare without discrimination, for kindness, and the right of every man to think for himself, to speak, and to work. So what is that law of freedom? Now, this principle of freedom is one of the attributes of deity, just like will, love, and mind. But here, guys, we're not just referring to deity as our deity, which is the planetary logos. Not even the solar logos, but what DK is referring to is the one whom naught may be said, the cosmic logos, So we are talking about a principle of freedom that transcends all the planetary logoi, even our solar logos, and goes right back to the one whom naught may be said. Now, therefore, this is quite a principle. We are talking about a huge, huge law here. And the freedom for which men fight today is one of the lowest aspects of this cosmic freedom. And it enables the life or the spirit, and let's make note of that word, the life or spirit, to free itself from the impact, the contact of the influence of substance, which is the dense body of the Logos. Few more thoughts about freedom. Again, listen to the words, the freedom of human spirit. Here he's talking about the energy of the jewel itself, right? The jewel within every chakra and the jewel within every soul, every nucleus of atom. The freedom to think, to govern, and to worship as innate human and instinctual human desire may dictate under the influence of the evolutionary process. The liberty to decide on the required form of government or of religion. These are the rightful prerogatives of mankind. These are our divine right. And the operative word here is divine. And any group of men or any form of government which fails to recognize this inherent right runs counter to the principle which governs the Great White Lodge. The armies of the Lord, and this is us, stand poised. This is what we need to do. We need to stand calm, immovable, and strong. And victory will be theirs when there is complete unity of purpose, concentrated attention upon right human relations, and a spread of idealistic aspiration to all who are fighting this battle for freedom. For this unity of purpose, all the enlightened people of the world must work. Where does this law of freedom come from? This law emanates from Sirius. And we know that Sirius is the monad of our solar logos. It is a law of which the three cosmic laws, not just any law, it's a cosmic law. The law of synthesis, of attraction, and the law of economy are only aspects. So I just want to impress that upon you, that here we are talking about a law that goes even beyond our solar system. So it's so inherent in the spirit, which is deep within us. So this unique and mysterious law governs the life and the lives upon Sirius. But there is a very special and close relationship between our Lord of the world, Sanat Kumara, and the Lord of Sirius. And this relationship is particularly between hierarchy and Sirius, not between Shambhala and Sirius, but between hierarchy, which is the heart center of our Logos. And this energy enters hierarchy via the heart of the sun, which is basically the love petals of the soul of our solar Logos. And this energy then creates a triangle of enormous potency. Sirius, our solar Logos, heart of the sun, his soul, and straight into hierarchy. The entire work of the Great White Lodge is controlled from Sirius. Our hierarchy is only like a little representative of the Great White Lodge that that exists on Sirius. And all the ashrams are subjected to its cyclic inflow. The sun Sirius is closely related to not only our planetary life, and the whole of hierarchy knows about that, and the relationship of Sirius is very close to this fourth path of humanity, and therefore close to the fourth kingdom of nature, which is humanity itself. And we are told that the bulk of the liberated humanity goes this way, takes this path, the fourth path, to Sirius. Christ himself is an initiate of Sirius, and will eventually go there no matter where his work takes us in the solar system. Michael mentioned some time ago in one of his communications that Sirius and Pluto are going to be in opposition three times this year. Now this is quite significant, and I think personally that the events in France are only a little, as we say in French, an avant-goût, just a little taste of perhaps what's awaiting for us this year. We know that Pluto is the co-ruler with Mars of Scorpio, and Scorpio is the ruler of the fourth creative hierarchy of human monads on the fourth Buddhic plane. And we know, we just read above, that Sirius is very close to the fourth kingdom of humanity. We also know that Pluto is the ruler of the underworld, and it brings up from the surface to the surface all that is needed to be purified, cleansed, eliminated, and transformed by the light of the soul and aligned to the purpose of the soul. But Pluto is in Capricorn, and so it's associated with the forces of materialism, death, and destruction. And let us say no more, because we are experiencing all of that. And fear is one of them as well, because this is what the forces of materialism and destruction and death are hoping to do, to spread fear to such an extent that it paralyzes humanity. Pluto is the esoteric ruler of Pisces, who just happens to be the sole ruler of France. So we can see that France is being tested here in its response to the forces of destruction. And we can see also that the millions of people marching the streets of Paris are responding to the soul call for unity, solidarity, tolerance, and forgiveness. the slogan of Je suis Charlie, which is I am Charlie, clearly demonstrate not only identification with that law of freedom, that innate divine right, as it was exemplified in the cry of the revolution in 1789 with the slogan Fraternity, Equality and Liberty. But it also displays that Piscean identification with the soul values of unity, compassion, tolerance, and all of the way to qualities of Pisces that Pisces transmits. Sirius and Buddy, what is the connection here? If Christ is coming down from the Buddhic plane, therefore, what is that connection? There is two streams of energy, and one of which comes from the sun Sirius. It enters directly into hierarchy and carries with it the principle of Buddhi, which is the principle of cosmic love. And this is, in a mysterious way, the principle found at the heart of every atom. Let me repeat this. It is the principle found at the heart of every atom. That is a stupendous thought. Now that explains why DK is insistent on page 2 of Esoteric Healing, the very, very introduction of that book. He states that all initiates of the ageless wisdom are necessarily healers. And here he's talking about initiates, not just third or fourth degree initiates, but first and second as well. All initiates. Why? Because all souls who have achieved any measure of true liberation are transmitters of spiritual energy. What is that spiritual energy? Buddhi. Because every initiation brings in a certain percentage of Buddhic energy into our mechanism. At the first initiation is 25%, second initiation 50%, third initiation 75% of Buddhi enters our mechanism, and fourth, of course, is when the whole of mechanism, the man's mechanism, is just completely flooded with Buddhic energy. So hence, this transmitting of Buddhi affects automatically some aspect of the mechanism which is used by the souls that they contact. Which means that every time we meet somebody, we transmit Buddhi no matter what. And that little bit of Buddhi that we transmit affects people in our surroundings, in our environment. And it is this mysterious je ne sais quoi that people don't quite understand why they either respond to it or they're antagonistic. And this is why every disciple has this problem of antagonizing its environment, just because we transmit spiritual energy. So what are we to do? Going back to that very first slide, fire must be countered by fire, DK says. and to stop the raging inferno of fire, which is today devastating the world. The fire of spirit must be opposed, distributed, and effectively used by the disciples of the masters. And what is that fire? Bodhi. The will to love, the will to good. The fire which must, in the final analysis, be used by the disciples of the world is the fire of the will to love. And what does that really mean? It means the love of the greater whole and the ability to do that which is needed for the good of the group in the right way and with a needed skill in action. So let us now visualize uniting with all those who have been marching all over the world in unity, in solidarity with all these souls. And let us start with the alignment with our own soul. Let us raise our consciousness in the head, as high in the head as we can. And now carry that consciousness upward, as if you were entering your astral body. Now carry this consciousness now in the mind, as if we were in the mind. And now allow yourself to float up even higher into our soul body and visualize the lotus fully opened, scintillating with light as a symbol of your soul body. Now place yourself right in the center of this lotus and realize that you, the personality, and you, the soul, are one. Now definitely and consciously, from that point, assume the attitude of the observer, as if you're looking down at the personality, at your etheric body down. Visualize it. See energy flowing freely up and down the etheric spine. Now consciously throw your soul energy down into the center at the base of the spine. Red for A1, indigo blue for A2, green for A3, yellow for A4, orange for A5, light blue or rose for A6, and violet or lavender for A7. And if you don't know the color of your soul ray, just visualize the color indigo blue. Now raise this color slowly via the five centers up the etheric spine, then to the ajna, then to the crown, and back to the soul. And now say with your whole heart, as a soul, the following ancient mantra. Just so that I do not interrupt your concentration, I will say the line first, and then you can repeat after me if you like. I am a point of light within a greater light. I am a strand of loving energy within the stream of love divine. I am a point of sacrificial fire focused within the fiery will of God. And thus I stand. I am a way by which men may achieve. I am a source of strength, enabling them to stand. I am a beam of light, shining upon their way, and thus I stand. And standing thus revolve, and tread this way, the ways of men. And know the ways of God. And thus I stand. And now let us sound one Om as the soul, as if we were the soul. And now let us align visualize your soul body, your egoic lotus. One more time. This time visualize your knowledge petals and your sacrifice knowledge and your love knowledge petal. Visualize them as green light. And now see that green light descending into the mental plane, where your mental base, mental sacral, mental solar plexus, and mental spleen are. Flush that aspect of your chakra with that green light. Then recombine that light now into one. And now flush your etheric throat. And now go up to your outer major at the back of your neck and flush your outer major with that green light. And now gently flood the cells of your brain with that bubbly green light. Refocus on your egoic lotus. This time, be aware of your three love petals. And your knowledge love, and your sacrifice love petal. Visualize it in indigo blue light. And now look down, as if you're seeing an outline of your astral body with its seven chakras, or seven aspects, astral aspects of your chakras. And now gently flood your astral body from your astral head right down to your astral base with that purifying and cleansing indigo blue light. And now send it to your etheric heart. Then to the pituitary body in your brain. And then gently flood your nervous system with that beautiful indigo blue light. And now feel the tingling of your hands, your nose, your face, and your toes, as this energy now is coursing through the nadis and through the nervous system. And now let us sound one om, knowing that the soul has descended into these two bodies. And now let's extend the visualization of a lotus, this time to a field of lotus flowers, as a symbol of a group of people united as one, all those souls who have marched the streets in whichever country, and all those who also stood subjectively with them. Let's visualize a field of lotus flowers of all colors, symbolizing all ray souls. As far as your eyes can see, as a symbol of all those who gather together as one to fight and defend men's right for freedom. Visualize all these people all over the world, thousands of people marching the streets with their sign, Je suis Charlie, in solidarity and united in their purpose. Link up with them subjectively as you repeat the words, Je suis Charlie. I am Charlie. Feel a deep union with them and their sole purpose of the fight for freedom, for brotherhood, and for a better world based on soul values. and now consciously recognize that all souls are one. And let us say the mantra of the world saviors as we unite subjectively and as we strengthen the hand of our fellow brothers and sisters demanding respect for our divine right for freedom of expression and beliefs, and thus establishing right human relations, universal welfare, human welfare, and security and international understanding. I am a messenger of light. I am a pilgrim on the way of love. I do not walk alone, but know myself as one with all great souls and one with them in service. Their strength is mine. This strength I claim. My strength is theirs, and this I freely give. A soul I walk on earth, I represent the One. And let us sound one Om. Again, as a soul, as we link up with all the souls of our group brothers and sisters. And now let's invoke the devas. Let's invite the presence and the cooperation of the healing devas working under Christ and Master DK. But let's also invite the presence of that band of devas of an inconceivably advanced evolution who emanate from the sun Sirius, being the agents of karmic lords on the astral plane and who direct astral force. Let's ask that they stimulate the flame of spirit in our fellow brothers and sisters so that they may set the world on fire. The fire of the will to love. Visualize them encircling us and magnetizing our field of lotuses. Again, let us sound one Om and let that sound carry that link with these two sets of devas. And now let us link soul, mind, and brain by visualizing the energy of soul to brain. Let's go back to our lotus one more time. This time locate your will petals, your love petals, and your intelligence petals as a triangle of light. From that triangle, superimpose it on your chakric head triangles down below, as if you're looking down at your etheric body below. Locate your head, your ajna, and your alta major chakras. Link them up with a line of light. And then superimpose your soul triangle on the chakric triangle. And now look further into the brain as if you're seeing your three main glands, pineal gland, pituitary body, and carotid gland. With your imagination, link these three points with a line of light to form a triangle. And now superimpose your soul triangle, your chakric triangle, on this gland triangle. Fuse these three together as we step the energy of the soul down, down, down into the brain. And now locate your ajna, right eye, left eye, as a triangle. And place your soul, chakric, and gland superimposed triangle on top of your ajna triangle. And now just keep it there for a minute, as you will use the energy of the soul now to distribute, but keep it there for the time being. And now look up and see the protective triangle made up of Christ at the apex, Master DK, and the Devas. See that protective triangle superimposed on all the group, on the group soul, on all the little triangles that each one of us is making, protecting, infusing, and permeating the will to love, the will to good, into our group soul and into our little group. And let us say the mantra of the soul. Sorry, let us say the group mantra together. With purity of motive, inspired by a loving heart, we offer ourselves for this work of healing. This offer we make as a group and to the ones we seek to heal. Humanity in general. And now keep your consciousness in the head. Visualize the higher triangle of deep electric blue, vivid and living. And now be fully aware that the individual members of our group are only a channel for the healing energy emanating from the deep blue group soul under DK's supervision and Christ's protection. And now let us say the following words, endeavoring to realize their full significance as you say them. Understand what you're saying and mean every word. We stand in spiritual being. And as a soul we serve. We stand within the light. And as that light shines throughout our form, we radiate that light. We stand within the love of God. And as that love streams through and from our heart, we magnetize the ones we seek to aid. Now let us sound a quiet ohm, this time as the group soul, infused by the energy of hierarchy, the Christ, Master DK, and the angels. Two thousand years ago, Christ calmed the stormy waters by his very presence. So today, let us stand together with him as he descends from the Buddhic plane into the astral plane, carrying the qualities of embodied light, sensitivity to the new vibration of right human relations, and will to good, and protective pliancy. Let us be a channel for the will to good and the will to love, and let us still with him the raging waters. The old commentary says, the angel of the presence descends into the whirlpool. Then all becomes still. The waters respond to the angel's healing power and are changed into a quiet pool into which the little ones can enter and find the healing which they need. So friends, let us picture the whole field of lotuses as one lotus, one radiant center of energy and a vivid point of light, radiating light all around. And now sound one ohm, directing this light via our Ajna as we visualize our united sound reverberating in the mental field, illuminating the minds of men. The armies of the Lord stand poised. So let us stand in spiritual being and radiate the light of hierarchy as one. And now picture the whole field of lotuses again as one lotus, a group soul, as a radiant center of energy, a vivid point of light, this time radiating love all around, and sound. One ohm, directing that love via our energy while visualizing our united sound carrying the love of hierarchy and the Christ reverberating in the astral field, calming it, soothing it, and stilling it. The group soul descends into the whirlpool. Then all becomes still. the waters stirred by the descent of the group angel. Respond to the angel's healing power and are changed into a quiet pool into which the little ones can enter and find the healing which they need. So visualize this very clearly in your mind's eye. As the group soul, the group angel, as one lotus, stills the astral world. And now picture the whole field of lotuses as one. One more time. Visualize the lotuses soaking up the energy of the sun to feed, nourish, and nurture every cell, symbolizing the united group roaring in the will to good and channeling it to humanity. Picture this very clearly. And now let us sound one Om, visualizing our united sound carrying the will to good emanating from hierarchy and the Christ through our group soul, reverberating through our etheric bodies and disseminating it into the planetary etheric body. The soul is both magnetic and radiatory, we are told. So our group soul attracts the will to good in every heart center, every chakra, from the very jewel of every chakra. We are like a huge magnet. Attracting the little magnets. Releasing, liberating that energy within, the spirit within. So see that happening. As the energy of Christ in hierarchy, channeling the will to good and channeling the energy from Sirius into the rest of humanity, feeding the little ones. Feeding, nourishing, and nurturing the spirit within, the soul within, making it stronger, enhancing it, and eventually releasing it. And let us say together, saying it slowly and deliberately, as we know the results, even if it's in a small way, the healing is actually happening. May the love of the one soul focus in this group, radiate upon you, our fellow men, and permeate every part of your body. Healing, soothing, strengthening, and dissipating all that hinders service and good health. And now let us close our session. And let's withdraw that healing energy from the brain to the ajna and now back to our lotus, to our soul body. Let us thank the group subjectively for their participation. We will thank all the souls who have joined our group today on the inner plane. We will thank the Christ and Master DK for their protection and their presence. And we will thank the healing devas and that special band of devas on the astral plane for their contribution and their magnetism. And let us say the great invocation as we hear with our inner ear all our healing brothers saying it in unison from the point of light within the mind of God. Let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center, where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center, which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth, and let us sound 3 ohms to close our session. And when you're ready, open your eyes and stretch. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for being present and adding your beautiful soul energy to that of our group. I don't know whether we have time for any questions today, but you're welcome to, if it is a brief question, maybe we could have a few questions, but those of you who haven't counted on an extra 15 minutes to our session, thank you for being here. And maybe you could send me the question and I'll answer it.